The next item up is something that we traditionally do every Friday night at our conventions, and that is a chance for remembrances of those who we have lost since the last convention. So we have about an hour for this because I'm sure there's going to be several. And no, we're not going to have a hard timeline, but because there are probably several that would like to speak, going to ask to try to keep it to maybe 3 or 4 minutes per person. But if anyone would like to share a remembrance, then please raise your hand, and we'll have Brandon unmute you as we've been doing.
Abe. Nope, I'm not being
Who's that?
heard.
Oh, is that Rob?
Oh, I am being heard. I
You
can't
am being
raise my
heard.
hand because I'm the host. But I do
Right.
have a couple of our chapter members I'd like to recognize. We had Ruben Armenta. He died earlier this year, and he'd attended a legislative seminar with us a few years ago. And then also we have another chapter member, Kathy Hogue, who'd been a member for many years. And she'd had some health issues for a while. And so she just died very recently. So that's the two I wanted to speak for.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
Okay, marker, you should be allowed to talk. There should be a pop-up asking you to unmute.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
Yeah, we
we
can hear
can.
you.
Yes, I'm with the Yosemite Gateway chapter, and we lost one of our members last July, Ernest Bong, to cancer. Unfortunately, it was actually very quick. So that way, it was kind of good. I mean, it was kind of a shock until June. He told us he had, whatever stage cancer, and in July, he passed away. But he was one of our founding members, and he'd been with our chapter since we first began and was always at every meeting and active. So we were very sad to lose him. So I just wanted to make sure we recognized him, Ernest Bong.
All right. Thank you for that.
Matthew, you should
Okay.
be allowed to talk. There should be a pop-up asking you to unmute.
Hi guys, my name is Matthew. I'm from the Fresno chapter. I wanted to we lost a member, Mary Smith, back in 2016. I have moved here from Los Angeles to Fresno, and one of my favorite memories of Mary Smith was that she was very welcoming and very, very friendly and very helpful toward me.
Gabe, can I jump in real quick to add on with Mary?
Sure, go for it. Is that Sarah?
All right. It is Sarah. Sorry, because yeah, the same thing. I don't think Brandon's going to see my hand raised. I just want to add
That's
to
okay.
what Matt had to say about Mary Smith. Mary Smith passed away last year. She was a member of CCV Fresno, and she was a super fun, quirky gal, and we share the fact that we like to eat Denny's spaghetti and meatballs. And so with after she passed away, a lot of us had spaghetti and meatballs the next meeting in honor of her. But Mary is very, very missed. Thanks, Gabe, for letting me pop in.
You're welcome. Thanks for sharing that.
Regina, you should be unmuted and allowed to talk. There should be a pop-up asking you to unmute. Oh, wait. Did that not work? There we go.
Okay, there we go.
Right.
There we go.
There's Regina.
All right. First, I'd like to remember Cindy Coulter or Aguilar. She passed away last year, and she was involved with membership. She was involved with the iOS coffee break that we hold to help people with technology. And she was just a warm and welcoming person. And also, we had Ron Bateman, and he is a Dodger fan, which my husband appreciates, because we're in Northern California, for those that don't know. So Dodger fans appreciate each other up here. And also, he was just a kind, wonderful person. He was always there, ready to help, and a fun person. That he was just a really good member to relate to and have in our chapter. And then last but not least, he had been ill for quite some time, so he had not attended meetings for a long time, but Arlie Trees was our treasurer for many, many years.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and he passed as well. So it's been a challenging time for, I'm tearing up a little. It's been a challenging time for our chapter, but well, people transition and they go to a better place, I believe. So,
yeah. All right. Thanks for those, Regina.
Jeremy Hill, you should be unmuted and allowed to talk. There should be a pop-up asking you to unmute.
Yeah, so my name is Jeremy Hill. I'm from the CCD Greater Long Beach chapter. And in December, we lost our secretary, Donna Lewis. She was involved in, you know, a lot of different other organizations, but she was loved by everybody in our chapter. And to speak of her influence, she actually brought in a lot of sighted individuals from her church and from her neighborhood to actually join our chapter. So she's greatly missed. And we had another passing in, I believe it was March, a longtime member, Keith Black, passed away. So those people will definitely be missed in our chapter.
All right. Thank you for those.
Steve Bauer, you should be unmuted and allowed to talk. There should be a pop-up asking you to unmute. Or not. Hang on.
We'll figure this out eventually, right, Brandon?
Literally, I love it. There we go. We're good. You should be allowed to talk.
Steve, are you there?
There should be a pop-up asking you to unmute.
Okay.
There you are, Steve.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes. We can hear you now.
Excellent. Okay. Sorry about that. I did it once, and then it came back in as a pop-up. But Greater LA Chapter lost our member Tammy Lee last September. Tammy was a very soft-spoken woman. Unless you were sitting at the table she was sitting at, you might not even know that she's there at a meeting, but once she became a friend, she was a real friend. She did many, many decades of volunteering at Braille Institute, teaching Braille, helping folks with Jumbo Braille especially, and we will all miss her. She left us way too young, in her 40s when she passed away.
Thank you.
Call in user 3. You should be unmuted and allowed to talk.
Call in user 3.
What that is, is somebody who's just not showing a phone number on their phone. So,
This is Bernice Kandarian. Am I the one?
Yeah, you're it, Bernice.
Yep, we can hear you, Bernice.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take the opportunity to talk about two people. I wanted to comment about Keith Black. I want to share something that was very interesting. Keith Black went to the Idaho School for the Deaf and Blind, and that's where Roger went to school. But Keith was 12 years ahead of Roger, and so he never met him while he was in school. But when Roger was a little boy, his aunt worked at the county and took Roger there to meet the blind husband and wife that ran the vending stand, and that was Keith Black's parents. And then when Roger moved to California with me, he met Ralph Black, who was Keith Black's son, and it was after that that he got to meet Keith Black. Keith was really an amazing fellow, and, you know, he was very musical. He was a very good rehab counselor, and we do miss him terribly. And, you know, his wife, Joan Black, had died a few years ago, and she was one of the three founding members of the California Council of Citizens with Low Vision. Of course, everybody knows about Kathy Skivers. I only knew Kathy Skivers for 46 years and 5 months. That wasn't long enough for me. I met her in 1973 in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I lived in Tempe, Arizona. But she always kept in touch with me. When I moved to California, it was always amazing, all of the things we talked about and all of the things that we did. And all of the 33 years I've been here, she and Roger and I have been on the phone. We're on the phone at least 3 times a week. And we always had so many fun times at events that she had at the Lions Blind Center in Oakland. You know, she, after her event went in, you know, a dinner kind of thing, which always had more than 100 people attend, she'd start playing the piano. And one time her mother was there, and four of her sons were there. And her mother Kathy's mother started singing, and she was waving a scarf in the air and kicking her legs up. And I thought for sure she was going to start stripping, but what happened was her grandsons were pounding on the table and like, "Go, Grandma, go!" And it was always so much fun with Kathy and her before we lost her mother and with all of her four sons. So I don't know how else I can. It's hard. It's very hard to lose so many people. There's only one in California. Well, there's two in California that were close to Kathy that are in their 90s, and we'll lose them before too much longer. And that's a group of people that were really involved with the beginning of the organization and did a lot to bring us along.
All right. Thanks for sharing all those, Bernice. Definitely some good memories there, huh?
You are unmuted and allowed to talk.
Sounds like Vita.
Hi, this is Vita Zaboli. I'm with the San Francisco chapter. And I want to talk about Terry Ann Straw, who passed away last August from complications of cancer. Terry Ann was a quiet and elegant woman with grace and style. She was an excellent listener and someone who spoke her mind with purpose, but without blame. She loved to travel, especially cruising, and she loved to dance. She owned a bed and breakfast in Nevada City with her now deceased husband, Steve, for a number of years. Through her love of knitting, she was dedicated to providing chemo caps for kids and adults in her local Kaiser facility. With her last guide dog, O'Toole, Terry Ann embarked on 32 cruises. While returning from Alaska on her last trip on the Grand Princess, Terry Ann with her partner, Tony Lewis, and Terry's family was invited to dine with the captain. At this auspicious event, the captain presented O'Toole with a bottle of champagne for his 32 travels. And Terry Ann is survived by her two sons and several grandchildren. O'Toole is now 12 years old and happily enjoying his retired life in San Luis Obispo with Terry's son, Jeff. The San Francisco chapter misses Terry Ann's calm presence. She taught us that being strong does not mean being loud. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Vita. Brandon, could you look and see who we have as panelists? I understand there's a couple of panelists that probably have their hands raised.
Yeah, you know, the panelists need to just go ahead and unmute themselves when and just work themselves in between, because it's pretty hard to watch both sides. I see David's hand has been up a really long time.
I was going to say, so let's, before we go to the next person that you have with their hand raised, Brandon, David, if you can unmute yourself, you should be able to unmute yourself.
Yes, I wanted to talk about Terry Straw. Vita, thank you very much for that elegant speech about Terry. When I met Terry Straw, she was a very friendly person. And I immediately recognized that she was easy to talk to, and she had a lot of energy. And it was very evident that she was a good listener, and she was listening to everything that I had to say. And I do miss her presence at our meetings. So I just wanted to kind of reiterate what Vita was talking about in terms of Terry's ability to listen and to know that everything that a person was saying was extremely important. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, David.
And Charlene on the panel side.
Yes. I wanted to express my thoughts of Kathy Skyrus, because she was really a pillar to both the CCB and the ACB, and she brought so much to and contributed so much for the CCB that she's one of our dear people that will always be remembered. Thank you.
Thanks, Charlene. All right. Brandon, who do we have next?
Yeah, sure.
Hi, this is Christy.
Hi, Christy.
Hopefully I'm the one you were talking about.
Oh, we can hear you, so
sorry.
Probably so.
I just wanted to also mention Kathy Skyvers, because without Kathy, the Ellen Murphy Fund would not have been what it is. And I just want to say that she has the biggest heart. I really grew to know and love Kathy, and I just was amazed at her ability to relate with people, and again, we'll miss her. Thank you.
We sure will.
This is Jeff. Should I go ahead, or do you want me to wait till?
Go ahead, Jeff.
Okay, so this is Jeff Tom, and I'll try and be quick about each of these three. Ralph Black certainly was, Keith Black certainly was an amazing person. I've heard some of his.
I hope we haven't lost Ralph.
No, not yet. I've heard some of Keith's music. He was in bands through the years. And so very Renaissance type individual, and passed some of that on to Ralph. And he also passed his advocacy on to Ralph. He was involved in the Long Beach chapter right up till near the end. And, you know, although Ralph was involved in a number of other things, Ralph and his wife, Catherine Campisi, always took the time to help out the California Council of the Blind. And I know that Keith and Joan would be very proud of them for doing that. I want to go on to Ron Bateman. Ron and I were very good friends over the years, and it's been a tough loss for Connie, but you know, where she's, you know, doing well. And so I have to say that the one problem with Ron was that he was a Dodger fan, but I did buy a Dodger hat shortly before his death and wore it to visit Ron, because in a salute to the only reason that I would ever wear such a thing was Ron. Ron was a great guy, loved to talk about anything. He was a super teacher, a special education teacher, and just loved kids. And he loved just a lot of things, politics and sports. And the other thing he liked that I didn't like was USC. As a Stanford guy, that bothered me as well. So it's actually kind of amazing that Ron and I got along at all. But Ron was really just an amazing friend, and I really do miss him. And finally, with respect to Kathy, Kathy could be tough as nails when it came to making sure the organization got what it needed. She was a fighter. She expected people to give their best, because she certainly always gave 150%. I don't know how a person who is such an amazing family woman as she was with her real family could also have had the same level of commitment to CCB, but Kathy did it. And although she was tough as nails in one sense, as Christy said, she had an incredible heart. If you were truly needing something, if someone had stole from you, or you were down on your luck or whatever, Kathy would be there. She was always there to help out the deafblind community in the Bay Area. I could go on and on, but I know I'm taking other people's time, and I won't. But Kathy was one of a kind. And the only thing I will end with is she was sharp right until the end. And the thing that she wanted to talk about when I last talked with her less than a week before she died was, of course, what was going on with the California Council of the Blind and why weren't we doing more? So with that level of commitment, she was that irresistible force. So thank you. I'll mute myself.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. And this is Gabe. I'm going to jump in here and give one of my remembrances or tributes to Kathy, is that Kathy Skivers is the one that started the weekly California Connection. And I think she was the one that wrote it and recorded it for several years. And then after she left the presidency and Jeff took over, I remember after a couple of years, she continued doing it. And then she decided she wanted to retire from doing the California Connection. And so Jeff did it for a little while. And then somehow or other, I ended up taking it over. And I remember many conversations with Kathy surrounding that. And she would call me occasionally with items for the Bayview chapter to go in there. And those were definitely some interesting conversations, because generally they not only just covered the item that she wanted to put in there, but as Jeff said, she always had her thoughts on what the council should do. So always wanted to make sure that that I was aware of her thoughts on that. So I'll always remember Kathy for getting the California Connection started and having that weekly way of being able to share with folks. Brandon, who do we have next?
Hello, you hear me now?
Yes,
we hear you.
Okay. Hi, it's Gail Cross, and I wanted to. This is just a little bit of a stretch, because I don't know if she was actually she would have been an ACB member, not a CCB member, but she was most responsible for facilitating friendships among blind all over the country, and for that reason alone, she deserves honorable mention here, and that is the late Sharon Crunk, the wife of Dave Crunk, our travel agent for so many years. She was, without a doubt, one of the kindest, most energetic people, and in situations that you would not even expect, she could sort things out faster than even we knew there was a problem and straighten it out among people that didn't know each other, that had never seen each other before, and of course couldn't see each other anyway, as far as that goes. And she was a wonderful compliment to Dave and to the whole group, and her courage at the end when she was so sick and still determined to go with us on that last, the Terry Ann trip. If I recall, she was with us on that one, certainly the last Alaska trip I made with them. And it was just a privilege and a pleasure to know her, and I think anybody that has known her over the years could certainly agree that she, if she wasn't a member on paper, she was more than an honorary member of ACB, and that's for sure.
All right, thanks, Gail. Who's next?
They're not actually unmuted, Brandon.
Oh, great.
It happens.
Okay, now I am. I'm close.
There we go.
There you are.
I heard everyone. I heard everything else, but I guess I was muted. My name is Nancy Unger, and along with the wonderful members of the Ellen Murphy Committee, Kathy Skybers was very compassionate and kind when I really needed Ellen Murphy. And she was always easy to talk to and friendly. She even encouraged me to try to advocate more effectively for myself. I'm better about advocating for others than I am myself. And to this day, I still have some of those problems. But I just want to say she was very kind and compassionate, and she knew what she was doing. Thank you very much.
Yes, she was. Thank you for that, Nancy.
Okay, Stephanie, you are unmuted and allowed to talk. There should be a pop-up asking you to unmute.
Hi, this is Stephanie Rood from the East LA chapter. Just 2 days ago, yesterday, as a matter of fact, we lost a member who made it, probably was an integral part of getting the East LA chapter associated with the Garcia family. Richard Garcia passed away at his home yesterday morning from a massive heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
He used to drive his parents everywhere, and his mom, Virginia, was one of the people who was cooking for our chapter when our chapter many, many years ago, more than 45 years ago, was meeting at the Knights of Columbus or the gas company. And when the main person who was doing all the cooking couldn't do it anymore, Virginia took it over. And at one point, because of finances and such for the public buildings we were meeting in, it was no longer able for us to be meeting there. The Garcias at that point said, well, why don't you guys come to our house? We won't have to transport the food. And there'll always be a meeting place for you. And from that time on, we were Virginia's blind people. And Richard was an integral part for setting up the meetings every month. He had a very interesting but warm sense of humor. He was always there to assist people, to help. He will be very much missed. We will have more information on our East LA update line, but the family will be doing a GoFundMe project to help the family, as Richard had no plans or anything set up. And so they're going to be hurting for even just doing the basic funeral stuff. So the East LA hotline will, in the very near future, have something up on it when we have more information. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for sharing that, Stephanie. Who do we have next?
Call in user one. You are allowed to talk.
All right. Is someone on phone that had their hand raised that may have had a private number? Mm-hmm.
Might it have been me?
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like you. And who is that?
My name is Constance. I'm an alternate board member at the Pasadena chapter. And when I was new to CCB, I heard about Kathy Skivers. I had a few conversations with her, and as others have said, found her both very dedicated to the CCB and compassionate toward me and toward everyone she knew. The thing that I remember her most about is that she was so dedicated to the history of CCB and of ACB. I don't know whether the book that she talked about was ever written about the history of ACB and CCB, but I know that that was a major project for her for quite a while. And that really impressed me, that she wanted to have an accurate archive. So those were the two things, her compassion and her dedication to the blindness movement started by ACB and CCB.
For sure. Thank you, Constance. Who do we have next?
Thank you. Steve Mendelson here. I just want to add a couple of recollections about Kathy, two things that were very important and very impressive to me. Number one was a tremendous support for the impact litigation that we began in the mid-90s with the effort to achieve the accessibility of ATM machines. It was a very novel legal concept. No one had done anything like it before, and she was all on board. She understood the importance of it. She lent her support to it in many, many ways, and her willingness to take that chance was absolutely extraordinary. Additionally, although I never had the opportunity to experience this personally, it is legendary. That is her skill with legislators, her ability to get legislation done, and her ability to move legislators in a very personal way. It's something that people in this day and age wouldn't understand because the legislature doesn't work the way it used to. But her skill as an advocate, as a lobbyist, through her ability to reach people personally and to combine ideas and substance with charm and energy, were by all accounts absolutely extraordinary.
All right, thank you, Steve. Who's next up, Brandon?
This is Patty. We were privileged to have Kathy in Bayview chapter. And after the initial first sadness and shock of her death, I have been thinking about what I learned from Kathy. And if you think you can do it, you probably can. But if you mess up, make a mistake, keep going, and don't make the same mistake again. That if you're not in the majority, stand up for what you believe. If there's a job to be done, don't wait for someone else to do it. Get busy. I'm a valuable person with unique gifts to share, that there's always work to be done, and that there's always someone worse off than you are. Achieving your potential is one of the most worthwhile goals. I loved hearing her stories about attending the Missouri School for the Blind. I loved to share the music country, and she loved the Ames Brothers, and she loved John Wayne movies, and going to her house, and she wouldn't ever let me bring a meal, but she insisted we have lunch and dinner. Toward the end of her life, I had the honor and privilege to really get to know her, and Josie McDowell and I, and she helped decorate their Christmas tree the last Christmas she was alive. And her sons have given so much to our chapter too, serving meals at picnics. And during this pandemic, Eric and Connie made sure I had one of the hard-to-find essentials. And Kathy became someone who was always in awe of and respected. But she became a close friend and finally a member of our family. I offered the challenge to carry on Kathy's legacy of working to continue upholding the goals of CCB and AACD, and to make the lives of blind and visually impaired people better and of all people in the world. She was generous, and when she found a need, she made sure it was filled, and she worked tirelessly until she attained her goal. Thank you.
Thanks, Patty. Definitely some good lessons there. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Pam Polgy, president of the San Gabriel Valley chapter. First of all, I wanted to, just for the record, Constance is one of our board members at large. She'd absolutely said alternate, and she's in our San Gabriel Valley chapter. So I wanted to speak about Richard Garcia that Stephanie brought to our attention. This is the first I knew about it, so I'm a little bit in shock because I'm a member of East Los Angeles, too, secondarily. And what brings to mind is what Cindy was speaking about earlier in contacting members and keeping in communication. When I went to Ohio back in 2013 for my aunt's 100th birthday celebration, I missed a meeting for the East Los Angeles chapter. And a few days later, I got a call from Richard. I had my phone forwarded to Ohio to myself, so he was able to reach me, and he said, well, we're very concerned because you never miss meetings, and we wanted to know if you're ill. So, you know, I told him where I was, but, you know, it's really kind when someone reaches out like that and notices when someone is not there. You know, it really speaks to what Cindy was speaking about, and Richard was always kind at his house, making sure I had what I needed food-wise and drink-wise, and always put on really good music when we were having our social time. And when I first went, didn't know very many people, he talked to me about how he was a crossing guard for the kids and really made me feel welcome and at ease. And we're going to miss Richard, and I'm sorry to find out, but I'm glad that I know now. But thank you for the time, Dave. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Pam.
Okay, Margie, you should be allowed to talk. You're unmuted.
Yes, I can. Thank you, Brandon. This is Margie Donovan from the Capital Chapter. And, Gabe, you stole my thunder about the connection, but one of the things I remember about Kathy, that it's so dear, she always thought about members and their families. Didn't matter if I called for business or didn't matter if I called to check in. Well, first of all, when you call Kathy, expect to have a 30-minute conversation at least. And didn't matter how much business, you weren't going to get off that phone without her asking about my son or my grandchildren now. And she really had interest in us as part of her family as well. And she's just a beautiful soul. And you know, I remember when Kathy was walking and then she was in a wheelchair and nothing stopped that woman. She had a determination that just wouldn't stop her. And as one had said, you know, even on her deathbed, you know, up until a few days before, she was still concerned about the council. I want to also talk about Ron Bateman. That's a huge loss for many of us up in the Sacramento area. I had the fortunate and the opportunity and the pleasure during our holiday party last December of sitting with Ron while his wife went to the party. And I figured that was the best gift I could give the chapter, give Connie some respite. And it was a beautiful day with Ron. And to this day, I thank God every day that I had that day with him. I get emotional about it, but it's okay. Ron would go lay down, I'd fix him some food, he'd come out and eat and go back and lay down, I'd fix him food, I'd check in with him every hour, and he came out and said he just wanted to sit down, and he opened a newspaper and fiddling around, peeling a tangerine or orange or something, and I'm making him some more food. Connie said he didn't eat, but let me tell you, that day he ate. I loved him, and what he said, he goes, well, what do you think about Trump? And I said, I honestly didn't know Ron's side. And I said, I don't know if you really want to know, Ron. Then he opened up and told me what he thought about Trump, and he thought exactly what I thought about Trump, and talked about the economy, and it was just, I'm so grateful that I got to spend, you know, the part of the last, I think it was month of his life, or last couple of weeks of his life with him, and just connecting with him in a way that we really never connected before. And I know before I got there, he was telling Kanye, I don't know how this is going to work out. I just don't know. And it was a beautiful day for both of us. And I know Connie's still in a lot of pain, but we all know that Ron is in a much better place, and they too shall meet again one day. Thank you.
Thanks, Margie. Who do we have next?
This is Linda?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Wasn't sure you gave my digit, but hey.
I don't.
All right. I have, two things about Kathy, and they're both in the advocacy realm. The first is her utter and complete devotion to Braille. And, you know, she and Winifred Downing were the twin pillars of devotion to Braille in my life in CCB, got me involved in the Braille Revival League. And on some deep level in my heart, I feel like, oh no, you know, BRLC has gotten a little sleepy lately, but we just can't let it go because Kathy and Winifred are looking down, wanting us to keep it going and keep Braille alive. So thing about Braille, and the other one is I was one of those people who would get so annoyed when she'd say, well, not everyone has computers, you know. Most of our members don't have computers, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, oh, my God, really? But even that aspect of Kathy, it's important to translate that into making and keeping the commitment to make sure that we are able to reach every member, no matter what their communication strategies are, the phone, Braille, computers, no computers, whatever it is. We need to not leave anyone out. And Kathy was just so irritatingly good at reminding us that we had to do that.
She was, wasn't she? Thank you for that. Who's up next?
Hang on.
Brandon, do you know about, or can you tell, do we have quite a few folks still with hands up?
Yeah, we still do.
Okay.
It's probably like maybe 2, maybe possibly 3.
Okay, maybe we have another 15 minutes or so for sure on this. So, all right, who do we have next?
Hi, this is Gene Lozano from the ACB Capital Chapter. I won't take very long. I'll just make a few comments about a few individuals. I wanted to add to the comments regarding Ron Bateman, who was always there for the chapter, volunteered. Willingly and always was very considerate to people. I got to know Ron through the inner city outings. They component of these Sierra Club in Sacramento that had a component that worked with blind and low vision adults and going out and outdoors. And that included cross-country skiing. And Ron was a driver for transportation, and he also was a volunteer site guide on these trips. And he was a leader, and he did some of the planning. And so it was very enjoyable to work with him in planning various trips and throughout the years and the logistics that would go into it. And I believe that's where Ron and Connie actually met one another. Another member that I lost contact with 40 years ago, and I just heard about her passing, Terry Ann Strong. I knew Terry Ann when we both attended San Francisco State University as when we were working on our undergraduate degrees. And we had a resource room or room in the library. It's there at the library at San Francisco State, and where we had recording equipment, and that's where a lot of times our readers would come in and record. It was always enjoyable to run into Terry Ann there and talk and about various issues and just share personal things with one another. Very nice lady, and I believe she was an employment specialist at one time at the California League for the Blind, and was very effective in finding placing people in gainful employment. And then Kathy Skivers, as many of you've heard, she was one of the two people that was responsible for having gotten me into the organization in April of 1972. I had gone to the convention at the Leamington Hotel in Oakland, and where I met her and the other person, Casey DeLynn, who was the president of the organization at the time, of the Associated Blind of California. And Kathy just inspired me as a student looking for an organization to be involved with. And by the end of the convention, I was ready to join, and her, you know, she and Casey both said, you know, we really want you to join, interested, but give yourself some time. And I told them, and they, you know, I did join then, and Kathy stayed in contact with me, acted as a mentor, and she was to all of us young people, students in the California Alliance of Blind Students, that Mac Riley had started the organization, but she was mentored us, helped us understand how to work within the organization, and told us about the history of the organization, and said at the same time, we had a responsibility that after there were pioneers that had been ahead of her and she had learned from, and she was, you know, ahead of us, and that we needed to learn from those that came ahead of us, that broke some of the barriers, and in turn, as they did, we needed to turn around and give to others and be a mentor, and not just keep the skills and knowledge that we learned to ourselves. We needed to share, and that was one of the fundamental principles that I remember her stressing. It was mentioned about her being hard-nail at times, and I have to agree with that. I saw her in action sometimes negotiating contracts with hotels. She was a hard negotiator and usually got her way on a lot of issues there. And she was well-liked, I know, by staff at many of the hotels, that when we would go back there, I mean, staff would hear that she was in the building and would come out to meet her, and they never forgot her. And that's something I'll never forget, Kathy. And so thank you very much. Yeah. Good evening.
Thanks, Gene.
Stephen, you are allowed to talk. There should be a pop-up asking you to unmute.
And this appears to be the last one.
All right, thanks, Deb.
Okay, there we go. Can you hear us?
There you go.
Yep, we can hear you.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, this is Patty Aminoff. I'm using my husband Steve's computer, and I want to say a tribute to Richard also. In the East LA chapter, he used to always help me with my wheelchair that I have to have every so often. So, and he never complained. And I really appreciated that. And I love the whole family. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that.
And there's one more.
Okay. Who do we have?
Peter, you are allowed to talk. There should be a pop-up asking you to unmute.
Thank you. This is Peter Pardini, and I wish I knew more about this person, but Mel Kahn passed away. I think he was a member of the Bayview chapter.
Bayview chapter, yeah.
I really don't know anything about him, but I just thought we should remember him.
Yeah, thank you for that, Peter. Okay. Do we have anyone else with hands raised or anyone else on the panel that would like to unmute and say anything?
Gabe, this is Judy. I just want to say that we did, Peter, it would be so remiss, but we did, in fact, have some some presentations about Mel at our last convention because he died just shortly before that. So we did, and I don't want you to think that we wouldn't remember such an important person.
Thanks, Judy, for reminding us of that. Yeah, you're right. We definitely don't want to overlook anyone this here. All right. Do we have any more hands up? I'm sorry, Brennan, did we have any more hands up?
We do, yes. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Well, I was just, Steve, I was just going to say what Judy said, that we had, fortunately, remembered Mel, and he's a person eminently worth remembering, and I'm very grateful we had that chance last year, and it's bringing him up again, Peter.
All right. Thank you, guys. This is always, Brennan, do we have anyone else up?
We do.
Okay.
Yes, this is Ralph Black, and my wife, Catherine Campisi, is here with me. And I wanted to thank Jeff and Bernice and others that spoke about my dad. He was Keith Black. He was very dedicated to CCB and to advocacy for the blind and other people with disabilities, and certainly served as a great role model for me, both in terms of advocacy, but also passing on to me a lot of what he learned about how to function as a blind person as we've been going through all of the things at his house. I find everything neatly labeled in Braille, and it reminds me of how important Braille was to him and to me, and how I should be as organized as he was. And I also wanted to put in a word about Kathy Skivers. I had known her for a long time, but a few years ago I had the opportunity to work with her a little bit on some issues related to a presentation that I did with Roger on the history of the organized blind movement. And she sent me two or three tapes full of all kind of information about the history of CCB, many things that I had not been aware of. So that was very helpful to me and very interesting. Catherine, you
want to say? Yeah, this is Catherine Campisi, Ralph's wife. And just a couple comments. First of all, I wanted to comment about Kathy Skivers because I served as a director of the Department of Rehabilitation from 2000 to 2007. And in 2000 is when there was an organization called Blind Advocates for Rehabilitation Change, and it was CCB, NFB, and other agencies and everybody united that they wanted to see some changes at the Department of Rehabilitation. And I think Steve remarked that she was a consummate advocate with the legislature, which she was. She got John Burton, who at the time was the Speaker of the Senate, to sponsor a bill. And We did a lot of negotiating, and it didn't end up with a separate commission, but we did end up with a structure where blind counselors reported directly to their own supervisors, not to general supervisors, and we created units of blind counselors, and therefore it was much better to be able to do training, for specialized training, and smaller groups of people, and also supervisors who only supervise counselors for the blind. And so in the end, it was a win-win for all of us. We had some hard negotiating days, but out of all that, and, you know, sometimes some pretty healthy disagreements over things, but Kathy and I became good friends, and we're both from the Midwest originally, and we really got to be very good friends through that, and had tremendous, beyond respect, liking for each other. So I don't know if the younger folks can realize what a fabulous, consummate advocate and spokesperson she was. Just as everybody said, first of all, tireless, never would end. Always came to Sacramento for many, many meetings, and just dogged and smart and charming, but tough in her advocacy in the legislature. So it was great to work with her. And then in terms of Keith, who is my father-in-law, I can assure all of you that, as Ralph said, he was another advocate for Braille, always so independent. Oh, my goodness. You know, as a young man, was a mobility instructor for the blind in Colorado, and just fiercely independent as he entered into his 90s still. And I can also assure you that during the years that I was rehab director, him being a rehab counselor for the blind, he never ended his advocacy, even at family gatherings, I assure you. So I loved him very much, and also respected him just tremendously in terms of his dedication to making things a better place for blind individuals and other disabled individuals. So those are my comments. I'll always remember Kathy. I hope we can do something in person in the coming months, because she was just a phenomenal advocate and leader in California for the blind and for all people with disabilities. So thank you.
Thanks to both of you for those. And we are at 7:40, so I think we're going to stop this here. This session is always one of those that to me is always so bittersweet, because it's sad that we've lost those folks, but it was great to hear the tributes and remember what they've done. So thank you, everybody, for sharing those. What do you say before we go to our next speaker that we do one more door prize? Lisa, are you available for that?
I am available.
All right. Who is our lucky number?
The lucky number is 150, which is Paul Patchy Sr.
Paul Patchy, all right. Congratulations, Paul.